I remember when I was a kid, so my father had a business in Borough Park, so takeout food store, catering. And I went to my father and I said, "Dad, isn't it great to have your own business? You could do whatever you want. You have no boss. You can come when you want. You can do what you want. And no one tells you what to do. Isn't that the life? You have no boss." And he told me, "What are you talking about? I have 1,000 bosses. It's the worst. 1,000 bosses? What do you mean, 1,000 bosses? Who's your boss?" He says, "All my customers. Every customer comes in, and if they're not happy, they tell you they don't like this, they don't like this, they don't like this. So they're all my bosses. So I have 1,000 bosses." So we good if sometimes you're an employee, then you only have one boss. You have 1,000 bosses. So probably people are thinking, isn't it great? You'd be the Rosh Yeshiva. There's no one on top of you. You have no boss. We have almost 1,000 kids. I said, "Oh, you have 1,000 bosses. What did I get? I could have gone into the business. I would have done the same thing." But that's the introduction to the first Shmooze. Okay? If anyone who, I'm not trying to tell you you shouldn't go into a business. I'm not telling you you shouldn't be a Rosh Yeshiva. I'm trying to give you Eitzah. If you want to become a CEO or Rosh Yeshiva, this Shmooze is for you. Okay? If you want to be the employee, you could tune out and pick up on the second Shmooze. Okay, here's the first Shmooze. HaToelis HaRishon Hu B'Midos. The first Toelis is in Midos. Hu Sheroi La'odam Basos Po'al Echad. It's fitting for somebody if he's doing something. Sheyasuhu Be'ofen Yeos Elam Akablim. He should do it in a way that is accommodating for the people that have to do it. V'afal Pishu Sholet Be'Po'al Ahu. And even though he is responsible for that action. I didn't mean to underline that. I didn't know how to get rid of it. So I left it underlined. We'll get back to that. Kibozei Yispayas. Because by doing it in this fashion that the people will want to cooperate, Kibozei Yispayas Levavam, their hearts will be appeased. V'yafoso Yoser Lasos Ritzono. And they'll be more ready and feel good to do what you want. Hello, Tira. Take a look. Ki Yosef Birtso Soles of Kol HaBarash Yuchal Beretz Mitzrayim Bishnei Asova. Yosef, when he wanted to gather for the storage all of the wheat in Mitzrayim during the plentiful years, Osad Zeh B'Tachbulos Yispayis Bohem Lev Anashim. He did it with methods that were very agreeable to the hearts of the population, to the community. V'zeh shusam kol tfuul sa'ir b'so cha'ir ahi. He put all the wheat of this each city inside the city. In other words, there were two mahalchim. You could have said, "Bring all your wheat to city hall, and we're going to create a silo in City Hall, and when it comes time, we're going to ration it." But what Yosef did is he made a silo in each city, in the center of the city, but often in a manner, the people were very appeased, satisfied. L'chashram, to think, she'sham timtza lehem. It's hard to know when he says sham and when he says sham. Whether no nekudos, I still can't figure out why Svarim don't have nekudos. But you just have to do it a lot of times till it makes sense. L'chashram, thinking, she'sham timtza lehem zos hatfuah. That there, people will know that that's where the wheat is. Be'es hatzarach, when they need it. Lo yamusu barav. They won't be nervous. They'll feel that they won't die during the famine because the wheat's right there in the center of the city behind this glass case. Im shehem hayu oavim yoser tuas a'ir Hahi mituas iracheres. Because they'd rather have and feel comfortable knowing that the wheat that they're getting is from this city. Everyone likes the wheat in their city, not the wheat in somewhere else. Everyone's used to whatever Publix brand. You're going to go somewhere else and get a different brand. Get it, whatever, New York, they have Publix, they have whatever, Waldbaum's, Key Food, I don't know what they have. So I'm used to this. So they get the wheat from this wheat. Everyone's happy with that. So the obvious kasha on this is like, okay, Yosef was a smart, says, Ish Navon v'chacham, the power called, there's no one smarter than Yosef, a tzaddik. Now, if you set up a system where people during the years of plenty have to bring all the leftover wheat, and nobody listens to you because they're all nervous, so what do you think is going to happen? They're not going to bring you the wheat. So any businessman, anyone who's smart, will realize you need to figure out a way that they're going to actually cooperate. How do you get people to cooperate? So the way you get them to cooperate is you give them a plan that makes sense. This plan worked. Set up a silo in each city, the center of the city, all the wheat's going to be, and great. People aren't going to be nervous during the famine years. Let's assume they believe that there was going to be famine. But if you're going to do it a different way, where it's a different city, I don't know if I want to bring my wheat over there. People get nervous. People get nervous over lots of things. I assume they'll get nervous about this too. So what's the Ralbag talking about? What do you need a Ralbag for? Any smart businessman, if he needs an action plan, this is an emergency, got to prepare for the drill. So you do it in a way which makes the most amount of sense. You don't do something that's inconvenient for everyone, or people make people nervous because they won't bring the wheat. So what's this Ralbag talking about? Yosef, give you a whole chiddush, you have to do it in a way that people cooperate. This is an emergency. You're talking about life and death over here. Of course you should do it in a way that people are going to cooperate. What's the other option? Do it in a way that people won't cooperate? So now you see, that was my kasha. So now you see why I underlined this line over here. You know, that's the teretz. Even though he's in charge. So here you have two options. One option is the one I thought of. Oh, great, we have to collect wheat. Okay, everyone bring your wheat to me. Bring the wheat. He didn't think it through. Maybe he didn't think it through. And he knows he'll distribute it evenly. I'll give everyone the wheat. It may not make the most amount of sense, but because the person himself is in charge, that gives you a very big negia. Because when people challenge you and say, we better over there, you're going to say no. In other words, if Yosef would have thought of a way, I'll distribute the wheat evenly. Bring me the wheat and I'll distribute it. 7 years from now, I'll distribute the wheat evenly. Now, Yosef now is called biased. Because it's his decision. He gave his psak. He gave his rendering. Now people come over to him and say, but why don't you do it that way? And that's so easy. You try it sometime. Once you give your opinion how to do something, you're in charge. You're in charge. Okay? And you say, I want to do it this way. We want to have the Hanukkah Masiba. Okay? We want to have it this way. Someone comes over and says, that makes no sense. You do it. No one wants that. Yeah, what are we talking about? No one wants it. It's going to be very good. That's what you had decided. You had a good plan. It's going to be gewaldic. It's not so easy. You think it's easy? You try it. You're in charge of something, and then you make a decision, finally, and everyone comes over to you and say, that's the most stupid thing I ever heard. What are you doing that for? And then, maybe it is stupid, but now it's very hard. Now you're like, you can't release yourself from your own stupidity because you're the one that said it and you feel it's right. I thought it through. It's very hard to be able to be so pliable that on a dime, sure, Yosef can get it right, but you need help. He may have not have gotten it right. That doesn't mean you're not a chacham. He may have been able to have a plan that was, bring everything here. But if Yosef was, sounds like he was not biased by Af al pi shehu shalit, even though he was shalit and was susceptible and vulnerable to have said his original plan, which may not have been the best plan. But Yosef was able to come up with it because people probably came over and said, this is what we want. And that's the way he did. So that's what the Ralbag is saying. Hatawalos harishu b'midos. And it's roi when you're in charge of something to do it in a way that we that will help for the cooperation. Because that may not have been what Yosef originally thought of. He may not have chopped that. He may not have realized that. How he says to realize that people are going to want the wheat. You're talking about life and death, and people want the wheat that's going to be in life and death situation, hurricane, and no food. People in Bedafka want the wheat from their Publix on 8th Avenue. They don't want the Publix from Hallandale. Crazy. So, but a normal person, us mortals, we probably wouldn't have given in. That's ridiculous. And it could be, you know, it's easier for Yosef, it may have been easier for Yosef himself to set up one silo at headquarters in Washington. One silo, send it all over here. That may have been easier for Yosef. But in the end of the day, he wasn't going to be able to get the cooperation from all the people. So then what good is it? But if he wouldn't have had the midos to be able to listen, even Yosef is going to end up not getting it right. Because if you don't listen, and you're not able to react, and you get so caught up in your own brilliance, you're going to end up making decisions that are not good. So for all the future CEOs out in the audience, you want to be a boss and no one about you, you have to be ready to have 1,000 bosses. You have to have 1,000 bosses telling you what to do. Yes, they can tell you what to do. And you have to practice now when you only have one boss, you know, relatively few bosses. Practice not doing it your way. Practice doing it someone else's way. Because one day, you may be a boss somewhere and all the underlings are going to come to you. And you say, it's a chutzpah nara. What do they know? I'm much more experienced. I'm sure Yosef had much more experience. He had, you know, he was Yosef a tzaddik, one of the shiftei ka. You know, he's probably a very smart person. Paro, who was a smart man, said that Yosef was Navon, you know, there is no Navon v'chacham kamocha. There's no one better than you. So Yosef had good reason to think he was pretty smart. His plan was probably pretty smart, even if it wasn't this plan. But the people wouldn't cooperate Yosef's way. They're only going to cooperate if you do it the way that they want, because they had mishagas, they want the wheat in their city. To me, it sounds ridiculous. I may not have thought of it myself, but if that's what they want, then that's what you got to do. And Yosef may not have gotten that. And that doesn't mean you're not a chacham, because you didn't chop that strategy. But if that's what it'll take to cooperate, that's something. He could have, now it could be he did originally suggest it, but the Ralbag is pointing out that he wasn't vulnerable. He wasn't well. He could have changed it. He could have changed whatever he thought to accommodate, and he was thinking just to what would be cooperative to the people. This is a very important midah. That comes up all the time, multiple times a day. So it's a very good kedai to practice this one. Okay, and the second one. Say second shmooze, it's a little different shmooze. There's also a story in the second one, so I'll just try to do it quickly. The second one, he writes Tawalos Hashmini. It's not in the same group of Tawalios, it's in the second section. Ein roi la'odam shiyishtadu levatal mashenigzer me'ashem yisala. It's not appropriate for someone to try and nullify a gzera from Hashem. This is just such an amazing chiddush. And Abbas, I want to say something. You know, when you read Ralbags, it's not like you can get a shmooze from every Ralbag. Oh yeah, Tolos Rishon Sheni Shlishi. You try it. It is not easy at all. Okay, so if anyone thinks I don't take Ralbags, cheap shmooze. Okay, I dare you to come up with Ralbags to get one. Okay, Tolos Hashmini. V'hu she'ein roi la'adam she'yishtad levatel Masha Nigzem Hashem Yisala. A person shouldn't try and nullify the Gzer of Hashem. This is mamish wild. This is a wild schmooze. You shouldn't try and nullify a Gzer from Hashem. What? B'kemozeh ha'ofen asher ishtadlu levat lo achi Yosef. In this way, the brothers of Yosef tried to nullify the gzera of Hashem when they sold Yosef. Kihem chashvu, because they figured shurachok, it's going to be very difficult. Shiyamosh aleim, how is he going to rule over us? Acher shechikuhu me'aleim, after they sent them away. We sent them far away, sent them to a far away country, and he was sold as a slave. How is he going to rule over us? The mash amazing. Egypt was considered, Mitzrayim was considered a faraway country. Nowadays that would be considered close. Okay. When you couldn't travel except by foot, that was a faraway country. And he's a slave. How is he going to rule over us? You're going to rule over us? They sent him away. Vizeha Yakli, and not only didn't it help, but by selling him, that became the vehicle El Shigia Yosef Latachasam Shal Vashara. That's how Yosef became the head of Mitzrayim. Because they set the Mitzrayim, he became the king of Mitzrayim. Goof of what they were trying to avoid, that's what made him the king of Mitzrayim, to rule over them. Ukzei Yikra Harbe. He says this happens all the time. It's a fascinating end of Rambag. Ukzei Yikra Harbe. This happens all the time. B'misha yishtadu levato gzeres Hashem, yisala b'zeofan. People that try and nullify the gzeres of Hashem, it happens all the time that exactly what you, the way you try to nullify it, that gufa brings about what the gzera was. This is the story. There's a story of two brothers, Romos and Romilus. Shecholam avi and beleladas, and their father had a dream. On the night they were born, sheshnei odim yatsu minachiriv. I didn't look up what these words mean, but I think it means like two pillars of fire came out of his nostrils. V'sarfu ir memshalto, and burned up his city that he ruled over. So two smokes, pillars of smoke came and burned up his city. That's what he had a dream, the night that they were born. V'kasher hikitz, when he woke up, hodi'uhu, they told him, Shekfar Yolda Ishto Tumim, that his wife gave birth to twins. First of all, nowadays the husband would be in the hospital. That wouldn't happen, he'd be right there. But those days, the husband was home. He had a dream that two pillars of smoke going to burn up his city. And then right afterwards, he was told, your wife just gave birth to twins. Veshafat, and he decided, Shehem Ha'odim Ashachalam, these are the pillars of smoke, these two kids are the pillars of smoke that I just dreamed about. What did he do? V'tziva, he commanded, Lashlicham Hayara. He commanded that to take these two babies, throw them into the forest, Lamisam Sham, they should die. Because these will be the two pillars of smoke. These are the two kids, the two pillars of smoke, going to burn up my governorship. V'nizdam Lahem Sham Dova. What happened? A bear came, Vehenikosam, and the bear nursed them in the forest. There's two babies in the forest. A bear came and nursed them. Kamosha Amru B'Medrash Tilim. Like it's all brought down in Medrash Tilim. I did not have a chance to look it up. I'll let you find it and see if we're missing anything. Vekasher Godlu, when they grew up, these two twins, Hechrivu Iraviyim. They destroyed their father's city, Ubonu Romi, and they built Rome. This is the origins of Rome. Ubehem ha-mishpachos agdolos mirome vehem adoviyim. These are the big families, Rome and Dovium. I'm not sure what that meant, Dovium, the bears. So this is pretty fascinating. Okay, so you know, there are so many daki dakas shmuzim on the Mechiras Yosef. The whole Seforno that the brothers paskin that Yosef was a rodef. He was trying to kill them by t- telling things to Yaakov. Yosef made a mistake. He thought that the brothers were doing things that weren't appropriate, so he told Yaakov. The brothers thought that Yosef was trying to be malshin against them and you know, have them being seed from the union, get them out. He was trying to kill them, so they paskin the brothers. This is Sfarno, Habola Hargo, Hashkeim Lahargo. Someone who comes to kill you, you have to kill them. So the brothers paskin Yosef Chayav Misa. The whole Sfarno says that there was no, this brought down the Aratzafun. The Alter writes that there was not even a taina on the brothers. They did make a mistake, but it was no great taina on the brothers for paskin that Yosef was Chayav Misa. Based on what they saw, Yosef was Chayav Misa. He has rayas that there was no taina. They paskin. But what the Malbag is saying is that they were trying to, I guess, of course, on a dakis level, they were trying to nullify the gzeira of Hashem. Hashem made a gzeira that Yosef is going to rule over the brothers. And they were trying to nullify that gzeira, which means that even though they had every right, ain dayan don elamash enavros, a dayan can only judge what his eyes can see. It's not mechuyev to have ruach hakodesh, based on the evidence. That's what they say in courts, based on the preponderance of the evidence. Based on the evidence, how do you paskin? So it's not a taina if you base it on the evidence. So the brothers had every right. You could be sure they checked in everything. But the Ralbag is saying that had they been a little bit, if they weren't trying to nullify, can you imagine this? It's even difficult to say such a thing. They were trying to nullify the Gzer of Hashem. If they would have been trying to nullify the Gzer of Hashem, then they would never have sold Yosef. It's mind-boggling. To some extent, Dakis, the brothers were trying to nullify the Gzer of Hashem. I don't even know how to enunciate those words. The brothers were trying to nullify the Gzer of Hashem. It sounds like gasi gasis. But on some dakis level, we could walk around through life busy trying to nullify the Gzeris. Each person could think through how that applies to them. But if the brothers were susceptible and were guilty to some extent of this being exposed to this midara, somehow, that's what they had in mind. By selling him as a slave and sending him far away, now he can't rule over us. If they wouldn't have been trying to do that, they wouldn't have sold him. Because anything you do is not going to help anyway. Whatever is going to happen is going to happen. So, this is a great schmooze that the brothers, the Shiftei Ka, could be susceptible to something which apparently, obviously we have to reduce it on the dakis level, but it sounds like if the brothers were vulnerable to this, it sounds like we could be vulnerable also, trying to nullify the gzeris of Hashem.